Welcome to the Depth in Talent, as I know we are, you don't know, so doing it entertainment, is it amazing? So right now, guys, I don't know, welcome to the podcast. If you listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as Radio, thanks for being with us. My name is DJ Baba Chung and I'm your host. I don't know, the podcast is sponsored by Anchor. You understand? Yes, man. If you want to donate, you can donate to my PayPal. The name is babajoedj@gmail.com. That is the PayPal name. Yes, man. And you can also donate on Anchor as well. I don't know. The podcast is, you don't know, Depth in Talent by D-Bad ENT. You understand? So basically, we are talking about Will Smith and Chris Rock situation. I don't know, this is an exclusive podcast. This is a podcast that haven't been really released. You understand? It isn't a podcast when we talk about music. It's about entertainment. You understand? So I don't know, Will Smith boxed on Chris Rock. He slapped Chris Rock. It was like in an action film, I don't know. The slap was like Will Smith was in an action movie. You understand? It was like Will Smith was in an action movie. But that slap that Chris Pratt got, I think Chris Rock really, I feel some pain. You understand? Because that slap not normal. You understand? That slap ain't normal. So Chris Rock was presenting his presentation on the Oscar Academy Awards show. That isn't a really popular award show, but people don't really watch the Oscar Award show, but a few people watch it. I understand, a few people watch it. And the Oscar Award show isn't a show that people talk about a lot, and it's really magnificent that now people is talking about the show after what Will Smith did to Chris Rock. But I think Chris Rock shouldn't have talked about his wife. Thumbs up to Will Smith for defending his wife, but not in the violent way. I think he could have did it better. He could have walked out of the room with his wife and walked out and protest or whatever, instead of going up on stage hitting Chris Rock. You see what I say? He could have done that somewhere else. Yeah, not been hitting him, but probably argue with him, but instead of hitting him, because Chris Rock cannot, but he's not filing any, he's not bringing him into the law hands, by the way. But it is wrong what Will Smith did by hitting him. He could have done it a different way instead of hitting him. He could have argued or step out of the room or something instead of hitting him. But basically, that it is in the history books. It is in the history books of Will Smith. Will Smith as a calm actor is a calm personality as well. He has a calm personality, so I didn't expect that of Chris, of Will Smith himself. Didn't expect any of that reaction or any of that. Didn't expect that of Chris Rock, none at all. Well, so it's trending because of I saw a video that I watched with that slap went over 70 million views in one day. It's trending worldwide. You understand? It's trending worldwide about what Will Smith did to Chris Rock. Some persons are saying that Chris Rock should have hit him. Chris Rock is soft. But I think Chris Rock deal with the situation as mature and responsible enough, because he kept the show going. Chris Rock is a type of person that keep the show going. He wouldn't have just end the show. He wouldn't have just being out in a way that everyone would have said it's going to be a fight between Chris Rock and Will Smith. He did it excellent to keep talking, and he kept talking and said, "Whoa, I'm going to play the video on right here on the podcast." So I'm going to play the video to let you guys hear.
"And his wife are both nominated. Now, if she loses, he can't win. He is praying that Will Smith wins. Like, please, Lord. Jada, I love you. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see it."
So that is where Chris Rock made a joke about Will Smith twice, that's Jada. He said, I'm gonna play that dance. That Jane, and Jane, that's the name, Jane 2, can't wait to see her. Right?
"I love you, G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see
her. G.I. Jane 2, can't wait to see her." That is what Chris Rock said. Well, Jada is suffering from a ear loss disease that makes she don't have an ear on her ear top, on her head. I'm seeing her ear top. So let's go on. So I'm seeing Will Smith laughing after that joke, but Jada wasn't laughing. I think that is where Will Smith take it upon himself and say, "Whoa, you hurt my wife. So I bro, what did you just do? You hurt my wife right now? Bro, no, this get out of hand." I think that is what Will Smith was thinking in his mind, because Jada wasn't laughing, Jada wasn't smiling. The crowd was laughing though, and crowd was clapping, the crowd was cheering, but also Will Smith was also laughing as well. But Jada was dead serious. She felt like Chris Rock was interrupting by violating her, laughing at her about her sickness and not having ear on her head. I think that was the situation. But Will Smith took it up as himself to go up there and defend his wife with a slap.
that was a nice one. Okay.
So Chris Rock said, "But that was a nice one." I think, okay, let's go on. I'm not going to say anything right here.
"Out here. Uh-oh, Richard."
So Richard is the actor of King Richard. Will Smith is the actor of King Richard. And that's why Chris Rock is calling Will Smith Richard, because of his role he played in the film King Richard. Whoa, there we go. He gets the slap. He got the slap on his left cheek, or left part of his face. And Will Smith gave him that slap with his right hand. You know, the right hand has more power than the left hand, more wild. Whoa, I'm going to play back it.
Oh, wow. Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me.
Whoa. When I hear Chris Rock said, "Will Smith just smacked the shit out of me," I don't think he has any more shit inside of him then. But it's really funny, because I thought, I was saying to myself, what really went here? Was it a script? Was it a movie? Or something? But it's real personal. It really got personal off the joke and stuff. It's really got personal. You understand? It really got personal. Will Smith's wife was embarrassed by that joke.
"Get my name out your fucking mouth."
So Will Smith said in the crowd when he went back and sit down, "Don't call my wife's name out of your dash mouth." That's what Will Smith was saying.
"Wow, dude.
Yeah.
It was a G.I. Jane joke.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking..."
So now you saw that Will Smith was dead serious. Now he was dead serious about all the situation that what Chris Rock was giving joke of his wife. Will Smith felt offended by Chris Rock joke there, right there. That was what was going on. He felt embarrassed. He felt ashamed. So let's go on.
Okay. Well, I can. Oh, okay. That was
Yeah, that was something to remember in the history of television. Well, guys, thank you for listening and thank you for watching us on YouTube. Please subscribe. Feel free to leave some comments. This is my DJ Baba Joe from the Dead Teen Talent Podcast, where we speak authenticity. Okay, keep it straight. Join me next Monday right here.